It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Special edition of Graybar Sports Open Line this evening from Hot Shots in Fenton, our final Cable X Soccer Showcase. Dave Gatter in for Matt Pauley and pleased to be joined by Bernie Miklas. We are so excited to have him back as a KMOX contributor. Bernie, thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Hey, Nate, it's really a pleasure to make your acquaintance. And listen, man, I'm going to I got to flatter you a little bit. Gosh, you do such great work for Westwood One, and I was looking at your schedule and all the big time college football games you got coming up all year long. So congratulations to you. You got a heck of a career going, and you're obviously very, very, very good.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I don't want to sometimes people take this the wrong way when I turn it around because I don't want it to be about an age thing, but I will say that it means especially a lot to me as somebody who grew up reading you in the glory days, what I would consider the glory days of the Post-Dispatch sports section the 2008, 2009, 2010 when I first moved here, and it was so cool to be in a place that had the caliber of sports writers that we did at that time and that we still do, but that, you know, the columnists at that time with yourself and Brian and Joe Strauss, it was just such a joy to pick up the paper every morning. So it means a lot to me coming from you. I really appreciate you saying that.
Well, I'm glad we're going to have a chance to work together from time to time. Thank you very much.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it as well. With that, let's start with the Cardinals. And before we get into any kind of, you know, because in my mind, I think at least half of my brain, if not more, is already on the offseason. But let's start with back-to-back wins today. They won the series, a couple of games above 500. Still six games out of the wild card with 16 to go. It would take something, I think, bordering on miraculous at this point for them to find their way into the playoffs. Are you holding out much of any hope at this point?
No, only because I tend to be very pragmatic, maybe to a fault. But the reason isn't that I don't rule out that the Cardinals would get on a run. But they would need other teams to collapse, and the Mets show no signs of collapsing. I mean, the Cubs are playing really, really well, and Atlanta has stalled a little bit, but they pick it right back up again. I don't see how the Cardinals can overtake three teams ahead of them unless those three teams all collapse. And so pragmatically, I think the Cardinals are done. Yeah, stranger things have happened, however, but having to hurdle three teams, that's really, really tough this late in the season.
Yeah, it's a good point that you make, and it's not dissimilar to what we were talking about with St. Louis City earlier on the show, that sometimes it's not only about the number of points or number of games separating a team from the playoffs, also about the number of teams between them, because that's just how many teams you need to all collapse at once or have something approaching a collapse and allow you to gain ground. So thinking about the offseason then, do you feel confident that the Cardinals really have a direction right now, especially considering the sort of uncertainty that exists at a number of levels in the Cardinals organization, that they are pointed in a direction regardless of what it is going into the offseason?
Well, they're going to make changes, but my question is pretty simple. I wish I knew, or I wish I could count on the fact that these changes would have like really heavy magnitude. Bill DeWitt Jr. and Bill DeWitt III, I mean, listen, they know that the fans are disillusioned or they're angry or they're frustrated and they're just turned off. They're still great, still buy a lot of tickets, they just haven't been going to the games. And the fans of the St. Louis Cardinals are too smart to be kind of fall for like a window dressing job. I mean, this doesn't require an adjustment, a tweaking. Well, we're gonna hire this guy to do that, and we're gonna do this, and we're gonna move that around. Listen, they need a major overhaul of the front office. It's they need to convey to the fans of the St. Louis Cardinals that they realize they're in decline, that their model turned outdated, that they're way behind the times, and they need to catch up, and they need to start over from a leadership standpoint. And it's nothing personal, but you know how it is. I'm asked my opinion, I'm gonna give a straight answer about it.
And that's exactly why we have you here. Bernie Miklas with us on the Gray Bar Sports Open Line tonight. Quickly, while I do have you, obviously sure. There's been a lot said already in these first couple of weeks about Missouri football. And to be honest, when you start with Murray State and Buffalo, to be fair, they took care of business, boat raced the two of them by a combined 89-0 score. I feel that not a lot has changed because there's not a lot we're saying now that's not wouldn't have been applicable in mid-August, right? In some ways, they've won two preseason games, and now we're talking about the first game of the real season coming up against Boston College, one of the hotter teams in the early season, now number 24 in the country, in large part thanks to beating Florida State on the road in week one. How are you feeling about Missouri at this point as really being the number six team in the country where they're ranked right now? Do you feel confident they're the sixth best team in the nation?
I think that they can be. I'm not sure how to take that rating. We were discussing with some friends, are they overrated? Some people say they're underrated. I don't think they're underrated. The bottom line is they're going to have their first real opponent this week, and Boston College has kind of snuck up on people, but they're not going to sneak up on Mizzou. Mizzou will be ready for them because they know, hey, it's a ranked team. People are looking at us. They're seeing if we're ready for a real challenge. This would be a trap game under normal circumstances. I think Mizzou views this as a great opportunity.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Unity to kind of reaffirm that they're a very strong football team. It's a dangerous game because I think the coach of Boston College is really good. I think Castellanos, their quarterback, is a dual threat quarterback. He's really good. He can get on the move and throw it. Their running back, who was at Kansas State, is really good, really sturdy. They can power up on the ground. So it's a great test for Mizzou defense. It was like flawless in the first two games, but now they're going to get like a real test. And I think the Mizzou offense is as impressive as those two wins were. There's a lot there that they can do better. I was looking at their average yards per play the first two games, and it's actually less than their average yards per play all of last season. You know, so Mizzou's a 16.5-point favorite. That's amazing to me. In fact, this will be the first time Mizzou has played a ranked team and been favored by 15 points or more in 30 years. So this is a really interesting game. And I can't wait to watch it. I think it's a really good test for Mizzou, and they'll be ready. Because, hey, if they beat a ranked team, that's good for their resume down the road.
That's very true. It's actually the first time Missouri has played a non-conference game in which both teams were ranked in more than a decade, since playing Illinois in the early 2010s. Really quickly, while I still have you, and just on that note on the Missouri offense, the expectations right now are that not only Luther Burden and Theo East, the receivers, will be out there and playing, but also that Missouri's going to get tight end Brett Norfleet back. That's the reporting as of this afternoon, evening, that there's optimism that he's going to be on the field. From Missouri's standpoint, they announced today, as was expected, that the $250 million North End Zone project and stadium renovation was approved, sort of the final phase of modernizing and, in their minds, taking Memorial Stadium and Faurot Field into the upper echelon of college football. I think if there's one thing that can be said for Missouri, whether it's the football program, the athletics department, all the way up to university leadership, they have done a good job of recognizing that right now they're getting they've caught something here. They've got a little spark in Eli Drinkwitz. They got the right guy in, even if it was sort of a haphazard coaching search at the time. They found the right guy. They've got a little magic right now, and they've done a good job of trying to capitalize on it both in terms of finding the funds to give Drinkwitz the new contracts and the raises that you have to do to keep a great coach, and also now developing the stadium along with the NIL to where it needs to be. They're taking all the steps to capitalize on this window.
There's no doubt about it. I used to be disappointed in the state of the program because I thought that Mizzou was kind of like, okay, you know, we're in the SEC. That's great. Oh, this SEC money, boy, it's really great. And it's like, are you going to sit on the porch, or, you know, are you going to actually try to like strive in a way you never have before to be a good SEC team rather than a kind of a hanger on? And that may sound harsh, but I think people understand what I'm saying. I think Eli Drinkwitz is perfect for these times. When they hired him, I don't think any of us envisioned college football would change so rapidly with NIL, the hyperactive transfer portal. But he's a terrific salesman, and I mean that as a compliment. He's the ideal coach to go out there and raise money and recruit and talk people into doing this, doing that, getting people on his side. I mean, you couldn't really program a better coach based on the challenges in power football in 2024, because you have to be able to sell, and he's been able to sell. Not just the money people, but the legislature in Jefferson City. I mean, the administration at Mizzou loves him, and he's got everyone unified. I mean, he's really done a remarkable job in that part. He really has.
And you could argue, I think, that Missouri and, in general, whoever comes in sort of second and third in each division in the SEC are maybe the teams that are most well-positioned to capitalize on the playoff going from 4 to 12, because what that most likely means is that rather than one, maybe two SEC teams getting in the playoff every year, you're talking about certainly three, probably four, maybe even five some years that are getting in. So all of a sudden, you don't need to make the SEC championship game to make the playoff.
No, that's right, and it's the SEC is still really, really tough, too. I know that there's always going to be soft teams at any given year, but, you know, like Tennessee didn't get much attention before the season, and I think Tennessee's really outstanding. So, in other words, what I'm trying to do is look at this, look at the horizon, and, like, who Mizzou will have to beat out in the SEC to be in position for a playoff invitation. And there's a lot of good teams. It goes way beyond, you know, Georgia and LSU and Alabama, Ole Miss. I mean, there are a lot of dangerous teams, and Tennessee's one of them. So it's going to be a real big challenge. But as we all know, the schedule is very favorable for the Tigers this year. They just can't afford to slip up. They have to take full advantage of what is, by relative to a lot of other SEC teams. This year, it's I'm not going to say it's an easy schedule. I'll just stick to the word favorable schedule.
I think that's a very fair word to use. Bernie, thanks so much for being with us tonight.
You got it, Nate. Look forward to talking to you again. Take care.
Bernie Miklas with us on KMOX. So good to have him back at the station, really the way it should be. Missouri and Boston College at 11:45 this Saturday. To Bernie's point, really only three games that stand out for Missouri. Beyond that, at Texas A&M in a couple of weeks, not an easy place to play. Then they'll go back-to-back games, though, with a bye week in between, at Alabama at the end of October, and then hosting Oklahoma at the beginning of November. But, you know, then part of the challenge of the SEC is that you're leaving out the likes of Auburn, South Carolina, Arkansas, Mississippi State in talking about the challenging games ahead. And, well, those teams on paper should be very winnable for Missouri. It only takes one slip-up sometimes to wreak havoc in a resume. That was Bernie Miklas. We will take a break and wrap up this edition of Graybar Sports Open Line when we return on America Sports Voice, KMOX.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.